info.
Well, of course, in the meantime, we need to continue to scrutinize, to get to know all of these social articles by Rabash, because nevertheless, in each and every article, we absorb something. And this is very important to us, for us, specifically in our, in the general state where we are still under the blow of the coronavirus. And as we actually hear recently, even though on the one hand we're relatively successful in overcoming it, getting to know it better, to understand it, maybe even to create some kinds of medicine or bring about some relief. On the other hand, the experts are saying that soon, towards the autumn, the second wave will come. And in general, that these things are not going to leave us. And we understand why they left, but they will not leave us. They will not leave us until we truly change human society. This integral worldwide law that comes to us needs to change the face of humanity so that we will connect generally, collectively, all around the globe, that we will start to understand that we belong to one upper force. And the problem is not with the coronavirus. The problem is with our status opposite this upper force, to the extent that we do not connect between us in order to become similar to the upper force, even a little bit on the very first level, then of course this blow will not pass. And all of the different blows, as the text says us, that in whatever the Creator strikes, He actually heals, it is actually healing. It's showing us how much we're still on our level, different than Him. And this is how it is on each and every degree. If we do not understand what we need to do immediately, then we need to suffer. And ultimately, this suffering brings the whole public. Now, the coronavirus, we have to explain why all the states that we're going through stem from a result, they're the result of our situation with respect to what we need to do. If I now was on the straight path, ideally, then I wouldn't feel any pressure, any unpleasantness, because I'm not correctly organized and humanity is not correctly organized in the place where we are, then some disturbance comes to us, which seemingly is a disturbance. If we take it into account, then we already correct ourselves on in our point on the path. That is, we were going, walking, suddenly we entered some deviation. We use our ego more than necessary, so then we are being brought back through this blow, the coronavirus. We keep on walking, we take another deviation from the path instead of going straight, so then we get another blow where we have, let's say, hunger in the land, as it says in the Torah. Later on, some other blow of, well, all kinds of blows, as they were there, blood, frogs, lice, etc. The 10 blows, the 10 plagues on the way out of Egypt, on our way out of Egypt, of our reason, which is an egoistic reason, to raise us above our reason into an altruistic reason, into a reason of bestowal. This is how we should understand our whole way and explain it to anyone who is willing to listen to us. If he's suffering a little bit in the world, he should understand where his suffering is coming from, and that only if we will relate to the blow in the right way, then we will be able to take care of it. It's a simple thing that if we cure ourselves through some remedy, some medicine, let's say for the coronavirus, then it's just an external medicine, and then it will come back because it cannot truly heal us from the root cause, the internality, the mismatch between us and the Creator. And therefore, this is not really a remedy. The remedy is that we ask of the Creator for the force of connection, that He will connect between us so that we will advance from the state where we are now, far away emotionally from each other, to be a little bit more connected between us. This is the correct form of healing, and the Creator, with His light, shines more, and He corrects the relationships between us more. This is how we advance. This is the true, correct remedy. And then, of course, the coronavirus and all of these problems disappear. And otherwise, instead of these problems, we're inviting greater problems, especially where now we are in a state where we're advancing towards Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, because we are already in the last generation. The last generation means humanity that is already beginning to feel itself as one body around one planet under a single influence, bad, or hopefully soon one good influence. And this is how we all advance. And the first sign for the last generation is that humanity is becoming integral.
Hebrew
10.
Yes, Rav. Continuing the friend's question regarding today's environment in the external world.
The good environment, our environment, means our friends. First of all, in the 10, later on, in the great 10, which is all of us together, all over the world. But those who are attached to the study and to the path. All of the other people, we relate to them as to some kind of external circle. So we have the inner circle, that's the 10, then a more external circle. This is all of our students all over the world. And following that, an even wider external circle. These are just ordinary people, the whole of humanity. And when we speak about the whole of humanity, then we accordingly need to relate to them in such a way that these are not our friends. We don't have to tell them each and everything and to explain it to them and to share with them with our views and our emotions and the difficulties that we have along the way. No, we explain to them like a teacher to his students, whatever is good for them according to their height. That's it.
Government and the public, they don't say what they see. They say what they wish to see. And if you read what scientists are saying, well, they're telling you that there is still more to come. And if we want to, it's not that we want to just manipulate and frighten the public. We need to see how to speak in a way that is good in the eyes of the public. Not to say, oh, woe unto us, it's coming back, it'll be worse. Although there are such opinions from researchers, doctors, scientists. But it's not that we need to say it. We simply have to explain in general that whatever happens to us, various blows we receive in life, that's an outcome of us not being properly connected together, because nature is pushing us, promoting us towards being an integral society. Like all other parts of nature, human society must also come to a round form. That's it. Full stop. So I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not demanding anything. I'm just saying that the outcome is clear if we look at all of reality in a scientific manner. And if you don't feel it, if you don't see, then wait and you will see that it is soon to come. But the more you can advance yourselves properly towards proper explanations to the public, when you explain these things to the public, you become a conduit for the light, and through you the light influences the wide public from above. And by that you will grow, otherwise you won't grow. We grow only by serving.
From this path, but where is the place where we get back on the straight path? What kind of example can we bring to that?
There is no way to see the straight path if not through our connection in the group. That's the point which gives you a perspective towards the direct line from you towards the end of correction. And if you keep checking again and again and again the extent to which you're connected to the 10, again and again, and you annul yourself in that and tie yourself to the 10, you will begin to see that the Creator is within the 10. And so you connect to Him more and more through the 10. And that is the path which leads you to adhesion with the Creator.
What I mean is, how do we make this explanation more accessible? What kind of examples can we give to humanity in order to explain?
Only connection. Only connection can be our hand grip, uniting ourselves with nature. Everything that happens to us through our development, all those tragic situations, all the blows, they come to us because we are not equalizing with the integral nature. Like the coronavirus, it came to us. It struck us all at once. It came to us from the integral nature, and it requires of us overcoming and connection above the differences, the gaps between us, such that we also become integral, interconnected. That's what you can tell everyone, and it's indeed true. And from blow to blow, we will see this in a more... Meaning that we have to make an effort to the best of our ability to feel ourselves, meaning our reason, our opinion, and to try to imagine what is called, in comparison to that, the reason or the view of the Creator. And in that gap, the difference between my own views and the view of the Creator, I want to see how to traverse that distance between my own reason, me as I am now, and above my reason, which is the reason or view of the Creator, which is bestowal and love. How do I transition from one to the other? And within the society, we have... This is a plane that's right in front of us. I think of myself always. I'm always within myself. with that, there is a 10, which holds a different view, a different opinion, different reason, different feeling. And so I need to take that step every time to skip from being clothed in myself and my own views to being clothed in the views and opinions of the 10, and to take another such step and another step into them. And the more such excursions I do, meaning elevating myself from my reason to their reason, from my will to their will, as it is written, make his will your own, by that we advance, each and every one of us. And so, in order to help us achieve some kind of identification with him, with the Creator, what did he do? He cannot make himself accessible to us. Why? Because this is a force, a spirit, so to speak. So he made it such that he created one will to receive and broke it into many different individual parts. And so by adapting myself to the desires of others, as it is written, make his will your own, by that I perform such exercises through which I emerge from myself more and more and enter the public, the others. These others, meaning those who yearn for the Creator. When I want to come out of myself and be together with him, by that I acquire his force of bestowal, and more so until I come to a state where I include everyone. And by that I reach the end of correction and complete adhesion with the Creator. And so the more a person comes out of himself and adheres to the public, to the 10, there one finds all 125 degrees of his advancement from his current state to...
Beast in the work. When a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator and not for himself, then he sees that everything he does is not for the sake of the Creator. Rather, it is all for his own benefit.
This is what he discovers that he has in his mind, his heart, in intentions, thoughts, desires, in everything he has. It's only self-benefit. That's how one is built. If he examines himself properly, that's what he discovers. And
in that state, he feels that he has nothing, and he is completely empty, and he can fill this place only with pomegranate. Meaning, if he goes above reason, which is called the exaltedness of the Creator.
How can he advance? Only on the condition that the Creator is more important to him than himself. Then he will elevate the Creator above himself and will want to take upon his qualities, his reason, his state, his level, and he will leave himself behind. But this has to be for him the most sought after thing.
In other words, he should ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator. That is, the fact that he wants the exaltedness of the Creator does not mean that he says, if you let me attain the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, I will agree to work. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him the power to believe in the greatness of the Creator, and with this, he feels the emptiness in which he is right now. It follows that, were it not for the emptiness, that is, if he did not work on the path toward achieving dvekut, meaning an equivalence of form called in order to bestow, but rather like the general public who settle for the practices they observe, these people do not feel themselves as empty, but rather as full of mitzvot.
If they don't lack the exaltedness of the Creator, without which they cannot advance, then they feel that they're stuck in place, that they have no need or nowhere to advance to. They can remain as they were every day to do the same, and it's fine.
However, specifically those who want to achieve bestow feel the emptiness within them, and they need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot. To the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason.
To give them the power of bestowal, because that is what they lack. And if you don't receive the power of bestowal from the Creator, there is nowhere else to get it from. And so they remain completely separate, disconnected from the upper force, and so they're like beasts. Because Adam, the human, that's someone connected to the Creator, similar to the Creator.
Which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, which is above reason, in the greatness and importance of the Creator.
The exaltedness, the greatness, the importance of the Creator needs to be for me something which is above myself. And so I will always want to somehow achieve it, get to it, for it to control me, to guide me, for it to be something that I'm constantly... We cannot receive the power of correction from any source but for the Creator, and from the Creator through the Ten, meaning this force can come to us only on the condition that we want to come to resemble the Creator. In our example for how we come to resemble the Creator, that is the Ten. And so, it turns out that I have no choice. I must integrate into the Ten, and in the Ten to seek the Creator. Because if I come to the Ten, in the Ten, to some proper form of connection, if I get it there, I begin to
В статье говорится, что человек должен видеть величие Творца в вере, а не в знании.
It's written in the article that you need to see the exaltedness of the Creator in faith and not in reason. How can we not err here?
We discover the Creator in faith and not in reason. Faith means bestowal. According to the equivalence of my bestowal with the Creator's bestowal, according to the equivalence of the measure of bestowal, as much as He bestows, you bestow. Accordingly, I enter into contact with the Creator. According to our forces of bestowal, the Creator bestows something to me, not much, but enough to be able to understand His bestowal and resemble it, and I need to resemble it. This is the meaning of make your desires His desire. And accordingly, there's communication between us, contact. We can understand one another. Through this connection that I built, I begin to acquire reason. But first, there has to be connection through bestowal, through faith, and faith has to be always greater than.
Good morning. You said that the exaltedness of the Creator is something I acquire in the Ten. I feel like we're working in a very good way, and I feel the exaltedness of the ten, but I don't feel the sublimity of the Creator. Do I need to aim myself from the greatness and exaltedness of the ten to the exaltedness of the Creator, or is it enough, the general feeling that the ten is great?
That's a question. Why do I need the greatness of the ten? I need the greatness of the ten in order to reveal in it the greatness of the Creator, because the greatness of the Creator is the force of my correction. First of all, the force of correction. Once I correct myself, I can turn to the Creator in order to connect to Him, in order to bestow to Him, to be like Him, to reach equivalence of form with Him. The ten is my kli, ten sfirot, my partsuf, my soul. In it I work with the Creator. And if those ten sfirot are just there, partsuf, what do I get out of it? I need to make sure that I don't just close myself in the ten in such a way that it's enough for me to be among them. Then it's like a gang of criminals. They care for one another. They're loyal to one another. They live nicely. Let's say this society of criminals. We exist in the ten only to reveal the Creator. Without that, you don't need a ten. The end of the action has to be in the initial thought. Consider this. There is no correct ten unless the Creator is in its center. Its center, meaning in their desire, the center of their vision, their bullseye. Otherwise, it's not called a ten. When you make a circle, what do you circle it around? Around its center. This radius that you use to surround the center. It's the center that's important. Without that, you're not making a circle. How do you circle yourself? In what are you equal in your attitude towards the center, towards the Creator? Don't take Him out of the connection between you, otherwise you're just becoming like any other gang, a street gang.
Can I sharpen the question? Are these my efforts for myself in building this center, or the ten needs to supply me this ten?
You, together with the ten, need to build the center of the ten. No one is giving the other. Even if when you are receiving something from the other, you should always do it with a preparation. Otherwise, you won't feel it. Because all of those spiritual discernments, we have to participate with them. We have to give them strength. Hence, you have to build the center of the tent together, and you do it through the connection with the friends, as we learn about it from Rabash's articles about the society. He has to resist it. He has to come to the ten and quietly should speak less than everyone. Enter the ten and get incorporated there as much as possible with his heart. Look for his new place, the depth, in the depth of the heart of the ten, and come to a state where he understands, where he feels, he has a new heart, a new place, and to begin to work from there. Toronto 1.
Здравствуйте, слышно меня?
Но
The
question is, I liked what you said, that I am one who's only thinking about myself, and when I enter the 10, I become another. I work with the desire of the 10. Where are those sufferings that Rabash was talking about, where he's pointed at himself and said, let it suffer? On one hand, I need to nullify myself to enter the 10 in order to show how I'm suffering, or do I need to put everything into the 10 and to suffer there? Meaning me with my will to receive.
You should read the articles that Rabash writes. Don't wait for us to read everything. He writes about it. You have to come clean to the group. Clean. As clean as possible. And then you'll be incorporated in the... If I'm included, integrated in society, because all those desires are really the 10, the extent to which I'm integrated in it, then accordingly I can bestow to the Creator. Only from the 10. Then I make a calculation. The 10 supports me. I support the 10. And we all work towards the Creator. Then we make a calculation how much we can receive in order to bestow. That's it. The 10 becomes my 10 sefirot. My 10 sefirot, and that's how I work. They're included in me. I don't think if these are 10 friends or not, my friends or something else. I'm integrated in them and they become part of my kli, part of my form, my shape.
In order to give the Creator from the connection between us.
You need to connect in such a way that you'll become as one man in one heart to cancel the will to receive, then to rise above the will to receive, and even to begin to receive in order to receive. But first, we have to realize the force of restriction. I want nothing for myself, but only to the friends. And the smallest things, doesn't matter. But make such exercises, do it throughout the day. Every day, start to decide which exercises are you doing. Talk this 10 with another 10 and start to live in that. That's how we can come to the goal. Okay? All right. I think I've asked everyone. There are more questions, but what can we do? We'll take it for tomorrow. My recommendation. Talk amongst yourself between the tens. In addition to the lessons, talk amongst yourself. Start telling each other, how are you working? How are you connecting? Make recommendations to one another how to do the spiritual work. There should be more connection between you. It's very important to us, between the lessons, to always have a place for a meeting place for discussion. To have a meeting place. Have those meetings there. We're missing that, to be closer to one another, to understand, to feel, to see one another. Let's say now you're seeing me and I see you. So I'm included of you. Oh, there you go. That's a little different. So let's have more exercises that tie us together, because we can learn plenty of theory, but it's not, none of it is worth it if we don't get into practice. Kabbalah is practice. It's practical more than any other science, because here, if you don't feel, you don't know what it's talking about. In our world, you read something and you feel things because you're together with them. Here, no. Consequently, when we begin to discover, we'll understand what we've been reading about all those years. So it's important for us to connect more and more, and don't forget about dissemination. And the main thing is Creator, then the Ten, then the World Kli, then Humanity, and then End of Correction.